Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now,
I am filled with hockey knowledge
on Sports Radio WEEI.
Calling it a North Carolina station. Hey, rednecks out there. Hey, it's Chuck. Oh, unbelievable.
Well, I mean, it is a little odd. It is a little different.
Odd, a little strange. A little different.
Like hockey with an accent. It's kind of odd.
A little bit. So Stephen A. is shaking it up right now in the NBA by saying he's hearing his inner circle is telling him that Kyrie is done. And I'm sure he's getting it from people around Kyrie because after losing that series and that stupid, idiotic press conference and the bizarre stuff he was claiming after that game, and now it's a couple days later, it's the 10th of May, I would bet that he's probably pissed off and he hates everybody here, hates all the fans, hates everything. Get my ass out of there. Now, it might change a month from now, 6 weeks from now, but let's go on the premise that Stephen A. is right here and that he is gone.
And we've been hearing a lot of stuff about him leaving Golden State and going to New York. And I don't want to hear about Kyrie staying in Boston. He ain't staying in Boston. Stop that nonsense. He's out. He ain't staying in Boston. You might see people trying to get him to Brooklyn. But I'll tell you right now, the only reason Kyrie should go to Brooklyn is if he goes with KD or somebody. If he's going alone, he should take his behind right to New York and the Garden. Because the Brooklyn Nets are fine without him.
Mm. So he thinks he's gone.
Yes.
No questions.
No matter what.
No matter what.
But would that surprise you if people around Kyrie are saying that right now because that's the kind of the vibe that Kyrie is throwing? Is that fair?
No, it doesn't surprise me one bit. No. I know it doesn't surprise me, too, if people change their mind in another month or two or whatever it is.
How many times has he changed it this year?
Right, it's not going to be a big deal. And in a month from now, when everybody opts out, everyone's going to opt out.
Yeah.
You're right?
Yeah, it's a formality.
We'll try to make some people don't get it. And they'll make a big deal of it. He opted out. He's gone. Mm. No. He just opted out. So we'll find out soon enough. No, it doesn't surprise me at all.
Life, I mean, I guess, after watching, that game and looking how bad he was and how just his give a crap level was like at a one. I mean, no, not even a one.
Because it was
at
a
zero. It was at a zero. It was a negative one. How about that? Get all math, get my math skills out on you. But is life without Kyrie so bad? I'd say.
Well, here's the problem. Danny Ainge has spent the last few years building to this
creative
point. Every deal he worked out, including bringing Isaiah here and then shedding Isaiah to get Kyrie, everything he's done has all been to build for a day in which you can compete for an NBA championship. That's what we've been saying. And a lot of us thought at the beginning of the season that with LeBron out of the conference, this is it. Then you find out, Giannis is damn good, and he may be the best player in the league, and suddenly Milwaukee's a contender, and Philly is loaded up with a really strong starting lineup, and Toronto, and now Kawhi Leonard may be staying there. Now you're looking, it's a lot more difficult. But Danny put everything in, and the way they financially built this thing, it was to re-sign Kyrie and to go and trade for Anthony Davis, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's what it seemed to me.
Yes.
And everything I heard around Danny was that was his intention. Well, if Kyrie suddenly goes to New York and you get nothing in return and you're already over that cap number, what do you do? Now, I'm hearing that he still wants Anthony Davis, and it would not surprise me at all if he still does that. Well, you want to see
without
that
Kyrie?
Yeah. So can you imagine the green teamers and their heads exploding? If he goes and he gives up either a Brown or a Tatum to get an Anthony Davis for 1 year,
well, I think
and then he makes some other moves to get other players?
Because people will sit there and say, well, if you're going to lose Kyrie, then you go young. So getting Anthony Davis for the youth makes no sense now.
Except that another side to it, though, Christian, and that is, if you sit here and go young for the next few years, Lou, you're going to be pretty good. You're not going to be anywhere close to being a contender, but you're going to be pretty good. And then the problem is, you're going to be a 5 seed, 6 seed, 7 seed, and what happens in 2 years when Brown suddenly says, goodbye, I'm a free agent, and when Tatum takes off, and you don't have the ability to attract any free agents? I hate to say it, but your guy Al Horford opened up the door for this team to actually attract free agents. That's all gone.
Yeah, but if Anthony Davis is here, Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum are not.
Or
correct?
Both.
Or both. Because I would say that if either one of those guys are gone, fine. And you have Anthony Davis, you still have Gordon Hayward. Now, if you have Gordon Hayward of, you know, 2 years ago before he wrecked his ankle, then I still say you got a pretty damn good team. You get Terry Rozier, Marcus Smart.
But you need one of those two? Like if Jalen's here?
Well, I would say Jalen and Tatum would be gone for Anthony Davis. Best case scenario, you would need the ideal situation.
Keep one of them.
That's fine. I mean, they're both super young, so who knows what the hell they're going to turn into. But at that point in time, you still have a great team. Now, assuming, now understanding and hoping that Gordon Hayward isn't the weak, cowardly lion that he showed at the last two games where he's just sneaking out and not talking
to the
media.
Well, the idea is that if Kyrie was here, you know, months ago, when he signs it long term, the 5-year deal, that would entice Anthony Davis to do the same thing when his deal is up. Remember, he's got 1 year left in his deal. Now, David Aldridge wrote an article on The Athletic. I thought it was pretty interesting because he's pretty tied in. And he writes, Irving seems like a man who can't wait to bounce. After walking back his statement in October that he planned to sign a long-term deal with Boston this summer, I've heard that Davis wouldn't completely rule out staying with the Celtics without Irving, but the odds of him re-upping in that scenario are significantly lower. So he's saying there's still a chance that Kyrie bounces, he walks, Danny trades for Anthony Davis, that Anthony Davis could possibly stay. But that's a lot riskier now.
Well, his dad took a visit into the city here in the last couple of weeks, and he really likes it. Yeah, he really likes it.
And the whole thing with, like, the farther we get away from that game, the more irritated and pissed off I would be if I'm a Celtics fan. Because to me, based on his performance and the way he acted, his personality, really the last two games of that series, basically all he did was take a match, throw it behind him, and completely burn the bridge.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with game four other than he shot poorly, and he didn't defend. I will give you that, Christian. He really didn't even try at the defensive end.
But isn't that part of it?
Offensively, I'm just going to score. But no, offensively, he was trying to get other people involved, and they just weren't hitting their shots. But you are right on, spot on with that last game.
I'm a basketball guy.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think there was a give-a-crap factor at all. He did not care about that. And then the post-game press conference was bizarre. He's sitting there basically saying, I'm looking forward to watching the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Final.
Who says that?
Have you ever heard a player sit there after a game in which you got smoked?
No, I kind of like it. Who's ever said that? I kind of like it when your guy says, you know, he's not going to watch the rest of it because he can't stand it. Because he feels like his team should be in the finals. And I can't stomach watching it. It'll bother me. He can't wait.
I don't mind him giving credit to the Bucks and say, hey, listen, the Bucks were the better team. You know, they outplayed us. They were better than us, and they deserve to move on. I have no problem with that. But when you sit here and you're telling your fan base, after you played like crap, you're sitting there basically saying to them, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Milwaukee.
Yeah, no. I'm looking forward to seeing them going to the Eastern Conference Finals and playing their next opponent. Yeah.
Kyrie, no. You can't sit there and say, I'm not disappointed. Well, your fan base is all sitting at home disappointed. You think Danny Ainge is disappointed? You think Rick Grosbeck is disappointed? Sure they are.
See, to me, it's real. By now, everyone should have a clear understanding of how he is. I think there's a pattern there. He thinks he's being cryptic and mysterious. I think he's unbelievably predictable.
There's no time to be disappointed.
You can't trust him. You can't rely on him. If he doesn't get his way, he's going to pout. Obviously, in that situation, he had a choice. Okay, it was unrealistic that they were going to come back and win that series. But he had a choice. He has pride, right? I mean, are we going to see it? I saw pride in Jaylen Brown. I knew he wasn't giving up. So, and then this guy obviously does not care about the team. He does not care about its future. He does not care about the coach, the GM. Everything was a lie.
It's all subject to change.
Everything was a lie.
It would not surprise me at all. Five weeks from now,
power.
One of this same power. Little, power. Minions in his circle leak it out to Stephen A. Smith that he wants to come back to Boston, and it may not even be that he wants to come back to Boston. What he'd like is Boston to sign him because he can make a lot more money with Boston that additional year.
See,
a lot more money. Sign with Boston and then have Boston do a sign and trade with New York, and maybe he tells the Knicks, it's the only way I'll do the deal.
Really?
He wants his cake and eat it, too.
Of course. So he's at that point in his career where he's earned it.
You wouldn't be surprised if that happened, would you?
What, sign and trade?
No, well, he came out and he basically told the Knicks, the only way I'm going to do it is if I get all of my money, and then I also want to go to the Knicks. And if he told Boston the same thing, and he does it by leaking it out, that he wants to come back everything. To.
Here's what I do. Okay, I think he's kooky. I think he's a little nutty. I think he's irrational. Whatever, but I don't think he's that stupid. And I hope and I'm assuming that he doesn't have dumb people around him. So I start with the first building block would be, how do I make the most money?
Yep.
So if I can make the most money, well, listen, I know you don't like Kyrie. You kind of burnt the bridge, but they'll take you back. I mean, look what happened with David Price. And they love him now. I mean, you could at some point in time, you can hold the cards. So, but financially, dude, you got to stay in Boston. You know, so is your pride that strong? Are you that angry that you're willing to give up on the $80 million more?
And the answer to that
doesn't make any sense.
The answer to that is yes, but for different reasons. It's because he's looking for growth.
Oh,
not just as a basketball player, but as a human being.
Stop it.
And wants to continue his journey.
What a fraud.
And he wants to search for that inner peace within himself and search for the bigger reasoning of life.
Please.
To me, I think that is such a front.
My journey continues on to New York.
Do you don't that is such a front. Like, instead of, hey, how about you just be honest and direct? So what he does is he tries to camouflage it. He tries to dress it up as, like, he's just a deep thinker. Hey, guys, the world is flat. You dope. Shut up. I was kidding. Right? So people buy into that. Why can't he just be direct? Because he's not comfortable in his own damn skin.
No one wants to say it, but I will.
Oh, you're a tough guy now, right? You're a tough guy. He's only tough when it's convenient. He's not tough when it matters.
He does play that game. You're right.
He's so inconsistent. He's condescending. He's an a-hole.
Well, he's a manipulative guy, too. The way he deals, he is.
It didn't take long. I saw Jeff Goodman's piece. Kyrie Irving squandered an ideal scenario with the Celtics. He had talked to a Cavs source who's talking about Danny Ainge, you know, in the trade. He says they took a chance with both eyes wide open. This guy doesn't want to listen to anybody. I've been around more selfish guys, but when you add up those three, Moody, immature and tough to coach, he doesn't have a leg to stand on. Talking about Kyrie, Jeff Goodman went on to say that he talked to a player. I guess a player told him this earlier in the season. He says everyone respects his talent, but he's hard to play with because it's all about him. And then this one as well. A member of the Celtics organization said he takes the air out of the locker room, and you just never know what you're going to get with him.
Don't you think it's one of those situations like everybody's laughing, having a great time. They're partying. They're dancing. You know, next thing you know, Kyrie walks in. And it's like, it's just, all right, what kind of mood is he going to be in?
And he's like, turn the music up. Everyone's like, oh, good. He's in a good mood.
And then next thing you know, he's party's over. Hey, is it okay? Is it safe to laugh again? Can we have a good time?
See, unfortunately, he's just your typical NBA superstar. People say the same thing about LeBron, don't they not?
Yeah.
He's a phenomenal player, but he's hard to play with. Matter of fact, Kyrie has said that, all right? What is Durant? What is Russell Westbrook? Russell Westbrook puts up phenomenal numbers, MVP guy, and yet he hasn't won.
And Durant wanted out of there so badly.
And he wanted out. But and once he got out, Russell Westbrook has yet to win a playoff series, guys.
He's terrible.
So this is the NBA mentality, and I put this on Adam Silver. Adam Silver has really handed over and given the players all of the power. The NFL, they don't have that. You bitch about it all the time. They don't have that power.
All right, so let me ask you guys this, because it seems like it's a different feel now than a week or two ago. Where are you with Kyrie? Is he here next year?
I still don't think we know.
Okay, I'll answer it.
Because before you said yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still
think
there's a chance.
So now you don't know.
I still think there's a chance he's coming back. I don't buy what he's saying right now.
What would that classify as? A yes? He's coming back?
Glenn does not like to answer the question. He likes to live on the fence.
Christian, is he coming back?
Okay, so I'm going to answer this question because I think that he's smarter than we think. I think he's smarter than we think. Does that make sense? The finances, the financial aspect of this is too good to back up. He's here next year.
I say no.
He's
say
here he's next
no, you're,
year.
You're living in the
he
moment.
He plays for the
you're
Celtics.
You're hearing what you hear right
now. Who's playing for the moment?
No, he is.
No,
you.
So what is
you're
your
not
answer?
Playing in a moment.
No, what is your
I
answer?
Still think he's going to be back here.
Yeah,
well,
so
I'm playing on more information. That's all.
Because
oh,
I think
God,
what's going to...
this is the Yankees
think,
all over again. Every answer that you give is all based on the Yankees and the Red Sox situation.
I got to be true to
myself. It's that whole thing.
When I tell you, like I said, when I talk to somebody who's well tied in and tells me there's people in the organization like F him.
Right.
Sorry. Yeah, that they feel like the issue all year long is because his ego couldn't take this team going Eastern Conference without him and
growing
couldn't
pains.
Stand watching his team win without him because they didn't think they could and couldn't stomach watching Game 7 and made up excuses for not being there. Yeah. I'm not so sure they want him
this
back.
This is Game 3, Yankee Stadium.
But, Lou, all of that stuff you got is probably accurate.
Yes.
And yet, When it comes to the bottom line, I've got to believe that Wick Grosbeck and Danny Ainge are going to look at it and say, we need to get him. Worst case scenario, we can trade him a year from now.
When
we've got him under a long-term contract.
They hold their nose.
Yes. They hold their nose and do it.
Yes, because the alternative for them is that they're mired as a 7 or 8 seed for the next 3 years, 4 years. You're going to go on the premise that Jason Tatum is going to become a superstar in this league or than Jaylen Brown? What if they don't? What if that doesn't happen?
So you know these racehorses? We just had the Kentucky Derby. The Preakness is coming up. You know those racehorses? They usually put like a goat in the stall with them to like calm them down. But like a goat or a dog.
The horses get up in the morning. They go out.
In the gate with them?
No, no.
I've never seen that before.
Not in the stall. In the stall, like where they hang out and eat the hay.
Okay.
Oh, I thought when they were
in the stall.
When
they were
ready to go.
And
this goat guy was flying out.
Where am I going? Yeah.
Where's the goat going?
Their pen? Where they hang out? Their house.
I put a horse house on the goat.
The horse house? What are you?
The horse house. They put like a goat in there, like a comfort animal. So the horse, the racehorse, has a goat or a dog.
Okay.
And it calms his nerves.
So Kyrie needs a comfort animal?
Yes, like, he does.
Anthony Davis?
Yes.
Or LeBron?
Yes.
Kevin Durant?
Yes. Somebody who is more important, has accomplished more, and because I feel like that situation with LeBron, as much as he hated it, I think that's what he needs. He needs that buffer. He needs somebody who will take the attention away, will bear the burden of all the criticism and everything else, and he can just freelance and come in and out.
This is a tough one because you're right. Danny is sort of stuck. But I do think that Danny Ainge, I think Wick Grosbeck, I think everyone in that organization, being a Celtic means something to them, right? And I swear, I think Kendrick Perkins summed it up when he started talking about Kyrie Irving yesterday.
I think Kyrie, the way he went about it was disrespectful to the city of Boston, was disrespectful to the organization, and he didn't represent what Celtic pride is all about. You know, I spent my first 8.5 years of my career in Boston, and those fans are unbelievable. The organization is unbelievable. The history of the franchise in itself is unbelievable. And the way Kyrie went about it, you know, okay, yeah, I struggled. Okay, on to the next game. And kind of like the I don't care attitude. And throughout the whole process, I mean, he was just, I thought he had got it, but he was just a bad leader. And it was proven that, in my opinion, he's not a Batman.
No, I like the Batman Robin stuff.
Everybody's
jumping
all over it.
But I do think
that
means
a
lot. Come up with something else a little bit better.
I feel like that means a lot to him. That's all. And I don't think they look at him as, this is a Celtic.
But do you notice that all of these ex-Celtics right now are all butthurt over what happened in this last series?
It's that whole crew from that, you know, whether it's Big Baby, Paul Pierce, Garnett, Rondo even.
They all picked them to win, you know. They all picked them to win. They all picked them to beat Milwaukee. They lose to Milwaukee in 5, and this is what they're all doing.
I think it's over.
Listen, I thought Scal made the best point about Kyrie that I've heard yet, and that is that when you're looking at his size and you're looking at the position he plays, he's a terrific player. He may be the best ball handler in the history of the game, all right? And he finishes at the hoop most times, and he can break through defenses. But to win in the NBA right now, the game has become a wing game. Okay, it's become a big, strong wing guy. You need to be 6'8", 6'9", 7 feet tall right now and be able to play a small man's game, but you've got that big, strong body. And that's why the Durants and the Giannises and these players are emerging right now as the guys that can win. LeBron James, he's got that type of body. He's able to take over games. So I hate to say it, but maybe Kyrie is a lifelong Robin. He's not a Batman.
Which is fine. Because I think that's maybe he'll come to the realization that he doesn't want to be the leader. Like, being the leader is a lot of work. And oh, by the way, he sucks at it. He's terrible at it. Wouldn't you have a revelation and be like a come to Jesus moment? And holy cow. One, my attitude, my personality is not meant to lead. Like, that to me would be, okay, let's have some self-reflection time now, okay? I want you to look into the mirror. I want you to admit your faults. Okay, I am not a good leader. I'm a good shooter. I like to score. I don't like responsibility. I'm really inconsistent.
And people don't like me.
I send the wrong message. I rub people the wrong way. But but they like my oddities and the things that, you know, is what he needs to do. I think, honestly, if you're talking about a come to Jesus moment and how it's going to work here, he has to be okay with relinquishing those responsibilities.
Well, let me ask you a question. Serious, like, how many Batman are in the NBA?
Well, there were 7 in the movies, weren't there? Or
right,
6?
Right, right. But I'm just saying, like,
should we call
like,
Keith? I feel like this is
that's a dork question.
But how many are there? LeBron?
I don't know.
Kevin Durant.
Four or five.
Is Durant on
his Durant's team? One of them, yes.
See, that team is built so perfectly. No, I don't think
it
is.
We're going to find out in the next two games.
No, okay. Next two games, we'll show. Kawhi Leonard?
Yes. Okay. Right now, the way he's playing.
Anyone else?
Hold on.
James Harden?
No.
Anthony Davis?
Harden is, yeah.
Do we know if Anthony Davis is or not?
Well, on his team, he is the most important person. So if that symbol goes up, he's going.
The problem is, what has Batman done down there?
But he's not a wing player. See, we're talking about big, strong guys that are wing players. He's still a back to the basket.
There's not a lot.
Yeah,
he's not one of them.
So what's the big deal? So he's not one. Okay, do you think Russell Westbrook is? Paul George?
No.
I mean, I'm just saying, who is? Like Klay Thompson, you'd like to have him on your team, right?
Great shooter. No.
So, how many are there?
Player too.
There aren't many.
Very few.
That's why I keep saying, it's okay if he's not. But you got to get another one.
What do you think he thinks? He thinks he is one.
Well, that's his problem.
No. He thinks he should be one.
Here's the thing, and I think he outkicked his coverage on this. I think he definitely realized that this is way too much for him to handle. His personality, I think he would feel more comfortable in, don't even call it Robin, 1A. Why can't they do that?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just. What is Al? Is he like Aquaman?
Why are you doing this?
No,
why are you,
Al would be
Spider-Man?
Just pissing off the Green Teamers again.
Wonder Woman,
your Al.
Like, what is?
No, Wonder Woman.
I see you, Al Horford.
Who would Al be? Al's got to be.
I think Aquaman's a fair assessment.
Who would he be?
Ant-Man.
Would he be like
Ant-Man?
Who was like Batman's like guy? The butler.
He's Mr. Freeze.
Oh, Alfred.
That was Alfred.
No, he's Mr.
Alfred.
No, he's Mr.
Alfred. Has all the little things. He got him out of trouble a lot.
Hey, Alfred.
He did the little things.
Alfred looks after Batman.
Yeah, when things weren't going well. Alfred got him out of trouble.
Alfred is the glue.
Not too chirpy. I would say like I would say the Wonder Twins, but you know, name me. It's like
Al Horford is not that guy.
He isn't.
So all you have to do is look at the Milwaukee series.
The Avengers would be like Hawkeye.
Yes, he'd be like, no real superpowers. Hawkeye was the girl.
Yeah.
Who's the guy that shoots the arrow?
Hawkeye's the arrow guy.
Black Widow.
Oh, can you talk about?
She died. Why do you got to tell everybody she died?
We're past that point. It's been out for like 3 weeks now. We can talk about all the people that died in the Avengers. You're going to give up 3 hours of your day to watch that crap?
I might.
Maybe he's Ant-Man.
So,
is it okay for me to say those movies suck and I hate them?
They're good movies.
They suck.
Those movies suck.
They're over now. They're done.
They're good
movies. Put them in the rear.
They're not over.
It's going to
be like Creed. You know, Rocky's not really done. It's just now called Creed.
We're going to have the grandchildren next.
How do they keep this series moving?
So if you look at the Milwaukee...
Iron Man's wife's going to be pregnant. It's going to be a baby Iron Man.
So if you look at the Milwaukee series and you say to yourself, right out of the gate, Brad Stevens came out with this brilliant game plan of putting three guys up top and really sealing off the lane with Giannis. Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't take Giannis long to figure it out with Mike Buttonholzer. They figured it out, and they got it. But he was able to do it because he's so much stronger than all of the guys out there, right? Yep. He's more athletic, and he's bigger than all of them.
I forgot Giannis. He's a Batman.
He is a Batman.
Why the hell I forgot about him.
Huh. So the Greek Batman.
All right, five in the league. But you don't got one. Who cares?
So you look at Kyrie. And they devised a plan after game one to say, you know what? Kyrie's killing us, so we need to shut him down.
Yeah.
And they were able to shut him down. And as good a ball handler as he is, he was never able to get out of that mess. Right? They had him in a web. Spider-Man had him in a web.
Do you think two Robins could take down Batman?
Ooh, yes. That's a good question.
Yes.
That's a good question.
Here's the thing. Batman
How about with Alfred's help?
Batman doesn't have real superpowers. He's just like a really good engineer.
Yeah.
That's what he is. He's just a really good engineer.
He's got a nice car, though.
He's got a really wicked set of tools in his basement. He's got his assistant that kind of mops up after him.
That was kind of stupid. Well, I didn't see the movie, but Batman versus Superman, that's like a no-brainer,
Superman kicks his ass, doesn't he? Yeah. Who would win in a fight between Freddy and Jason?
He's got kryptonite, though.
But you need two Robins to take down a Batman.
Come on.
That's usually the way it works.
Two Robins, a Spider-Man, and a Wonder Woman to take down a Batman.
Good. You've got the answer now to putting together an NBA roster. You figured it all out. Let me go to Chad and Revere wants to talk about Brad Stevens. Go ahead, Chad.
Hello, Chad.
Hello, Chad.
I always get nervous when a guy's name is Chad. I always think of John Hughes movies.
Yo! Let me talk to Revere. Yo, Chad!
Hello.
Hello, Chad.
Put him on hold and come back. Go to Alex.
Listening on.
Go to Alex. Go to Alex. go to Alex.
Hello, Alex.
This is a good question. Hello, Alex.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Alex?
How you doing?
What's up?
Hello, Alex.
Alex, what's up, man?
I understand what you need in the NBA to win, but what would Bill Belichick do with this piece of you-know-what? Mouthing off, sitting around, walking off before the game ends. He'd be out of town. Adelius Thomas, like, see you later. I can't have you. All of a sudden, Brad Stevens doesn't know how to coach. Nobody can play with him. We want to get rid of the kids. Danny's going to retire. He can't handle him. We're going to trade for somebody that might be here for another year. All because of one guy? All because of one guy? And you guys know what Boston Celtics fans are like? This one guy is turning up this whole damn city because he's just a freaking lunatic? Are you guys serious?
I like Alex. Alex sounds like
Alex is good.
I like Alex. I love the passion.
He's pissed. Quiet.
Yeah. Hey, listen, excuse me. You, Big O, have been on the fence like Christian's been saying. One minute you want him here, you're not sure if he's going to stay. You can see this, you can see that. Why don't you see him get on the bus and get the hell out of town?
I can see that. I can see that, Alex.
I like Alex. I want to hire Alex to be the shrink that we were talking about for Kyrie. He'd be perfect.
How about Glenn telling me to shut up? He's mad and let him talk.
Would you want him as an employee?
Well, what is he doing? What kind of business do I own? And then what is he doing for me?
You're medical sales.
Am I selling medical sales?
You're always selling medical sales.
Oh, not you, Christian. The Big O sits on the fence.
Oh, yeah, he does. He's a big baby. You're right, Alex. Thanks for calling him out, Alex.
Why am I taking so much heat from the Green Teamers, then, if I'm sitting on the fence? Come on, please.
Hey, Big O, I don't even know if all the heat that you're taking from the Green Teamers really exists.
It's there.
Because you make up all kinds of crap.
What crap? What did I make up?
That's Big O! Kyrie Irving is a diva. Kyrie Irving is now... Brad Stevens has been taking people.
Yes.
He went to the Eastern Conference Finals 2 years in a row with teams like Isaiah Thomas. And now all of a sudden, coach...
Alex, yes.
Yeah, Alex,
everything you're saying is correct. So let me ask you one question. One question, commission. And don't be on the fence with this one, Alex. Do not be on the fence. All right, I hate people on the fence as you do. So don't be on the fence on this one. So what do you do if Kyrie leaves?
You know what? I hope he leaves because you guys want to.
I didn't ask you whether you hope or not. I said, what do you do if you're the Celtics if he leaves?
You do whatever you get. You play the cards that you have.
Oh, talk about being on the fence. Oh, my God.
Play the cards that you have.
Please, the cards with cards. Give us an answer one way or the other. Hey, give it to us.
Big O, I don't care what you say. You're the one that's sitting on the show trying to get calls to get calls. This is a bunch of BS. You know that you wouldn't deal with that guy for 1 second.
He figured us out.
I like Alex.
You're on to us. He figured us out. I apologize, Alex. Thank you. Exposed me. Exposed me. It took you a while.
Here's
thank
the thing.
You.
I wanna,
see
I
the way I did that? Hold on. I used the volume. See that?
Except I hung up on him already.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He's already
but to answer, his first question, Bill would retire. He would never coach an NBA
Bill
team.
Would never do
he
that.
He could never handle these kids.
No. You don't think he has the patience to
he
do it?
He could never handle NBA players. Ever in a million years handle the NBA.
Social media habits?
He wouldn't want to.
No, Bill's in the perfect business. He's in the NFL where they control the players.
No, Popovich. You know? Popovich does it fine. Those two guys are similar. I mean, they're similar.
Yeah.
The way they handle the media, you know, all that post game press conference, all that stuff. The way he handles the team.
Dealing with the media is totally different, don't you think? I mean, and sometimes Popovich does it just for effect. Sometimes he does it because he's pissed off.
Media has broken up locker rooms.
Did anybody really enjoy what Brad Stevens was saying after the game the other night? I mean, he came out and said he had a bad season, but didn't you want a little bit more from Brad Stevens?
He took the blame, which is what you what else do you want to do? Sit there and go into an explanation why he couldn't convince Kyrie and Jaylen Brown to get along or Terry Rozier not to be so, selfish?
No, I would say this because I hear a lot of the Green Teamers tell me he's the second best coach in the league behind Popovich, which I think is a huge stretch. I think he's good. Don't get me wrong. I like him. I don't want him fired because I know people are already jumping and saying, fire him, get rid of him. I don't want him fired. He's still learning how to deal with egos and superstars in the league. But is there anybody going to question what he did in this series?
I'll be the first to say that this is, as far as any other year that I've been a head coach, it's certainly been the most trying. I think I did a bad job.
And you know what? To take him off the hook a little bit, people keep on saying we have a system, we have a coach, and therefore we're going to win. Screw the system.
Celtics basketball.
Screw the system. Screw the coach. Who's got the best players? And then if you have a good coach that can put them all together and check all their egos and maybe get the young kids to play with the older kids and everybody plays in the sandbox together. But he couldn't stop Giannis. And guess what? It had nothing to do with Brad Stevens. You can't. The guy's too good right now. I mean, it really comes down to players. The NFL is different. The NFL, you have the greatest coach. Would you agree?
A difference.
You don't need the greatest players. Even though people say, well, Belichick couldn't do it without Brady. I think Belichick could. Maybe not win the six championships, but he couldn't win a few.
Thanks, Glenn.
You're welcome, Bill.
Shocker. That means to do that.
Yeah. Wait, you want to take a break?
That means do that.
Get soap to sell.
Look,
that's this. Listen, I just learned from David Glenn.
I learned from
David Glenn down in Raleigh. Take a break when you want to
take
a break.
I'm David Glenn.
I'm from Lynn.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
What do dudes say about Kyrie, the teammate?
As a teammate, they say he's a different cat. That's the word they use. You know, that's
you have a smile on your face.
Because you know what? Like,
why is it tough? Why is it tough to get along with this guy?
They say his mood swings. That was the big thing. I heard a story, obviously, when it happened to during the playoff run. He didn't talk to his teammates for about 3-4 weeks. I heard that in Cleveland.
Last year?
I don't know if it was last year.
Well, last year he didn't show up. Remember, he didn't show up, and everybody told us it wasn't a big deal.
I actually think it was the year they won the championship where he didn't talk to someone for like
a
month.
Right.
And so, you know, that's just different. And then you see how he answers questions. I never had him for a teammate, but that's really the rep around the league. Talented player, a little moody, hard to get along with, but you know what? You'll take him on your team because of how talented he can be and what he can win.
That's Jared Dudley. You know, when he talks about that, it's kind of interesting. It's the same stuff people say about LeBron and others, but he might just have said it at the end there. He's a talented guy, but because he's not LeBron, he's not Kevin Durant. I mean, Kevin Durant had all sorts of issues here in the last year internally with that team. And just a few years ago, everybody loved Kevin Durant. He was the anti-LeBron, right? Yep. He was the guy that you could sit there and have conversations
have a beer with. Just talk.
And Giannis like is men. That guy now. But guess what? A year from now, 2 years from now, he's going to be an a-hole, too. They all turn into a-holes. That's what happens in the NBA.
Everybody was saying last year about Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
This guy quit. I mean, he could have come back, and he didn't. And Popovich, you know, I mean, I want nothing to do with him. He quit. Now do you want something to do with him? Now do you see what he's doing up in Toronto? Would you want anything to do with him now?
And you know what?
Go through it.
He'll sign a long-term deal, 5-year deal with Toronto Raptors, and next year you'll have the issue. Or the year after, you'll have the issue.
Maybe not.
Well, you tell me. That these guys with personalities, you've been around enough athletes over the years. Do you really think they shed their stripes? Do you really think that guys that are a certain way, suddenly years later
I just
later
think
change?
Sometimes they make up their minds, you know, and it gets really ugly once they do, and they just want out. You know, what you saw with Kawhi last year and said, just want it out. You know, we see with Anthony Davis, just want it out. And maybe you see it with Kyrie Irving. I don't know. So they do what they have to do to get out, and then it's like, okay, now I'm fine. You know, now I can go back to not being a douche anymore. You know, I don't know. They just want out, right? So it gets really ugly. And when they somewhere else, doesn't necessarily mean that's going to be them there.
So you mentioned the NBA, the way the NBA is set up with these contracts, it promotes this whole, like, you know, this vibe. It promotes this anxiety of getting something bigger and better. You're never able to lock somebody in. So there's always going to be this, okay, where are they going? Even when they sign a deal and there's an opt-out after the second year, you're talking about it the year before your second year. So to me, there's never any quiet time. Like, it's almost to the point where they're giving the players lots of options, which is great, but at the same time, they're just creating this crazy atmosphere that promotes just like craziness.
Hey, the greatest commissioner in the history of mankind, that's what I've been told. And yet Adam Silver was the one that created these shorter contracts now. And then what the players found out is they can get opt-outs. And by doing so, they control everything. They control the cards. You talk about controlling the cards there, David Price. They control the cards. Look at how all these other sports are different. Hockey. You know why the Brad Marchand thing is making such a big deal? Up in Canada, by the way, they're apoplectic with the interview that he did the other night. You know why? Because it stands out in hockey. Nobody ever does that in hockey. They're gentlemen. They ask you to go and in between the periods, you're playing a freaking game. They tell you in between the periods, you go do an interview.
I saw one
and you know what you do? You go do an interview.
Talk about round three.
Well, one tweet that like just speaks of like the mindset of hockey, you know, because they were ripping him, and we were ripping him too, but they were ripping him because this guy makes $6.1 million playing a sport he loves. You should do an interview. And I'm thinking, 6.1?
Nothing.
Again, hockey, that's good. In 6.1 million?
That's what Tatum and Brown are making.
Are you kidding me? 6.1? If somebody of his caliber in the NBA is making 30. You know, in baseball, he's making 30. He's making 6.1. And someone's like, oh, he's making that kind of cash. And it's like, yeah, it's a lot of money to everybody. But for athletes, the top of their game, some of the best in their sport, that's not that much.
But it stood.
But in hockey, it is.
But it stood out like a sore thumb the other day when he was doing that, and everybody was talking about it around the NHL because it does not happen. In the NBA, it happens every single night. And you know what's going to happen? This Donovan Mitchell kid out in Utah seems like the nicest kid in the world,
Spider.
Right? And yeah, he seems like the nicest kid in the world. You just know he's going to get corrupted by all of this in 2 years, and he's going to be another a-hole. We're saying the same thing about Kevin Durant, and so Kyrie is doing this and able to get away with it because that's the NBA. That you're supposed to be a diva. You're supposed to follow in the footsteps of what LeBron does. You know, you do movies. You do. Yeah. It's all the
same. Fact is that Kyrie, he didn't realize what he was actually. He wanted it, but he didn't realize that his personality didn't fit it. And that's what I think is. I think his intentions are true and pure. I honestly believe that his intentions are in the right place.
And he's a hell of a player.
Yeah,
I mean, nobody can deny that.
I just don't think his personality is conducive to leading a team. So his personality is just who he is, which is fine, but he can't lead a team by himself. And I would say, all right, well, put some blame on Al. That's not Al's personality.
Yeah, but I think a lot of these guys, NBA guys, Joel Embiid, you watch him one night, and he's in total control of everything that's happening on the court, right? And the next night, he's doing something stupid. You remember the game in Boston where he kept on firing up the threes and he couldn't make them? Remember that? And we're sitting there going, what the hell is he doing? Wacky. So we come into work today, and, you know, there are a lot of pressing problems in the world. Some countries, they're running out of water and everything else. And the big lug over here is all pissed off because they're running out of, we're running out of what?
Helium.
So
what do you mean?
So,
well, what do you mean, running out of helium?
So he came in today. Goes, hey, did you hear they're running out of helium? So what do you use it when you go and you prank on shows? Do you use the helium?
You don't think that's a big thing?
No,
you don't think that's a big deal?
No, I don't care.
So
magical in that respect. A great.
Hold on, I'm going.
Party City. Here's the headline. Party City's future is up in the air.
I feel bad for Party
Company
City.
Company announces
and your boys.
It's closing 45 stores after helium shortage causes balloon sales to plummet.
That's what they sell.
Is
I've gone to Party City before. They sell a lot of stuff.
So no more balloons.
They say the global helium. Global? Wait, do you even know? I mean, like, I just thought helium was just. I know. Is it really a gas?
Yeah.
Thank you. I wasn't really sure. Yeah.
The can
Woo!
Is not real.
Thank you.
What do they get?
The can is not real. Oh my God!
Where do they get
an opportunity?
Where do they get it from? Where do they get it from?
No, I don't even know.
What country?
I don't know. I have no idea. America?
Think about it. When's the last time the Bruins have won a cup?
Wait, hold on. The Party Store giant says a new contract will help secure additional quantities of helium for the next 2.5 years. Around 75% of the world's helium only comes from three sources. Can you name those sources? Can you name the three sources where helium comes from?
Brazil.
Hold on. I didn't even read this article yet.
Oh, my God.
Well, you
came
in
and was all worked up about
it. You didn't let me read it yet.
First thing he said to me, he goes,
A new reserve is found in Tanzania.
Oh.
It was covered in 2017.
There you go.
Might save the store.
They have reserves in Texas.
Ooh.
The National Helium Reserve is in Texas.
Yeah.
There's one in Wyoming. Qatar. Am I saying that right?
Sure.
Yeah. Qatar,
whatever.
Yep. Cutter, whatever.
That's why Brady goes
there. It's all over the place, but it's down. So I basically, I guess you have to, do you know how they actually mine? Do they mine for helium? What do they do? Knock down a rock and, oh, God, all the helium comes out. Am I talking like this? It's not like an oil well, right? Oh, the oils.
What happened?
We got helium.
We found some more.
I think what...
right down here.
Oh, my God, keep coming down. No, take your mask off. It's fun.
That's oil on helium.
I tell you what, we
how do you know? How do you know you struck helium? You start talking funny.
I tell you what, there's a guy that stole all the helium. That's the problem. He was on Dale and Keith last week. He called in that guy. But that guy stole all the helium. That's where it went.
Oh, my gosh.
But you were all worked up about
it.
So what is wrong? By the way, in the balloon business,
great.
Yeah, that guy right there. In the balloon business, so I understand the helium keep the balloons upright, right?
It's also a gas, so, I don't know if you guys knew that.
But you can blow right into, which is also gas, you can blow right into a balloon,
yes.
And it will still fill up the balloon.
But it won't float. It won't float.
So you have a saggy balloon.
Nobody wants saggy balloons.
Do you like saggy balloons? Party City is going out of business just because we have saggy balloons.
Have you ever? Okay, you ever have? Obviously, you have parties, right? You got the helium balloons.
Yeah, show these guys these breasts.
You tie them to the table or what are the chairs? You come in the next morning, all the helium is out of the balloon and they're drooping down.
Not the Mylar ones. You got me a Mylar one.
Oh my god, the one from your birthday is still alive, I think.
You want to know what I did? You want to know what I did once?
You can't have a party
collect on that. By the way,
you can't have a party with balloons all over the floor.
No, that's stupid. Then that's more like a. No, those balloons drop from the ceiling and they fall. And then you dance around and woo! And then, like, you know, it's like the scene from Footloose.
Yeah. I'm kicking them.
Can I throw one thing before we get to last call here? Yeah. Did you guys read this today that in Deadspin, the Boston Globe dropped out of the legal fight to get the Robert Kraft videos? I mean, they actually went into the court. And they basically said, we withdrew it.
We were kidding.
We don't want it. Now, you can't tell me that this isn't a case of John Henry getting some pressure from Robert Kraft saying, okay,
peace offering.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
And where are the journalists over there at the Boston Globe?
At one point in time, I will come to you asking for a favor. That day may never come, but when it does.
Isn't that what John Henry says next?
Hey, Mr. Kraft, one day I will come for you.
Ask me about my business.
At your daughter's wedding.
So
that's got to be a peace
But this
offer.
had to be. Because where are the journalists over at the Globe to come out and say that their boss, obviously...
They should be ripping John Henry.
They should be, because I don't blame the Globe for doing this.
Journalists.
It's part of the Globe. That's what you do if you're a journalistic organization. You go out and you seek this information, right? Instead, they bowed out. Where are the journalists over at the Boston Globe? Where's the Dan Kennedys and others telling us what the hell happened here? Because the Globe shouldn't bow out.
It's in the comment section.
Chris Gasper, Boston Globe.
Yeah, exactly. Chris, maybe he'll get it. Of course, you'll find out about it 2 months from now.
It's over.
Man, we got last call. You want to make fun of Trenny today?
Yeah,
let's make fun of Trenny today. It's Friday. Let's do it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI. Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast. I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
I'll let it go.
Good.
Last Call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
And down the stretch.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
I don't know why this bothers me so much. Maybe it's because this is a team I'm actually around. Maybe because I expected, I don't know what I expected, but I thought at least one white player would maybe say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and stand by my my African-American and Latino brothers, and I'm going to go ahead and not go to the White House. Blinded by the white. It was so starkly divided along racial lines. I don't know why this bothers me so much. I should have brought sunglasses out because I'm so blinded by the white.
Red Trenny is pissed off at the Red Sox players, because
he knows why
they don't politically agree with Trenny. So therefore, if you don't agree with me, you're no good. You got to get rid of you.
She knows.
I mean, come on, Trenny.
I don't know why it bothers me so much. Yes, you do. Yeah, for what you just said.
It doesn't agree with me. See, the Red Sox, I'm sorry. And Lou and I are talking, and we're doing some of this on the pregame show, because Lou and I are part of the pregame show. They don't like you on the pregame
show. It's okay.
They don't like you on the pregame show, so we're doing a little bit of it. But this is amazing to me. The Red Sox actually, I think in this case, did the right thing, and they're taking a lot of heat for it. What they did is they went to these adults in the room, okay, from different backgrounds, different colors, and different situations, and said, guys, we're going to leave it to you. You make an individual decision. You want to go, we respect it. You don't want to go, we're going to respect it. Okay? So be it. And they knew there would be some backlash to all of this. They still took the players that were going down there over to Walter Reed Hospital to meet with the veterans. And yet you got people like Trenny who are sitting there going, the white players should have stood up. And they should have stood up for the other players. Well, maybe. How about vice versa? Should those guys have stood up? Instead, what they're doing is they're all standing up for each other, Trenny. They're all saying we can be individuals. We can be of different colors, different backgrounds. But guess what? We're going to make our own individual decision.
Like most people should do. You should feel good about what happened.
Absolutely.
You should feel good.
I'm with Lou.
That a group of 30, 40 people, whatever, in an organization, maybe 50, however many people that were invited, right? You should feel good that that group can actually, as you pointed out, each individually make their decision and be respected by everybody for it. You don't want to go? Fine. I can still appreciate you. If you don't want to go, that's your personal preference.
Blinded by the white.
And you can respect me. So it's actually nice.
Makes me want
to
throw up when
to
I hear
see
that.
A group it's of people embarrassing. Make their own decisions and be respected for that and not take it personal because it doesn't fit your agenda.
She doesn't believe in people being individual.
It's time now for Lou and I to hit a walk-off.
And by the way, did she say anything? Because there were members of the Red Sox staff who happened to be black who were apparently there. They were part of the scene there in the picture. Did she say anything about them? Because they wanted to go.
It's such a troll job.
Right to go.
And then for the record, it probably wasn't even her idea. She probably stole it from somebody else.
They might be the most sexist show on this.
History of stealing people's
sexiest.
Taste.
Sexiest.
Sexist show.
Sexiest.
Take
sexiest.
Taker.
That's what I thought it was.
Take Stealer.
But it really...
But I love it.
That still is the funniest impression.
Was that edited or did she really actually say the words, I don't know why this bothers me so much?
No, I didn't do anything outside of the little production piece.
It bothers you because they
so she really did say blinded by the white.
She did say that.
Blinded by the white.
Price might have retweeted that. Very insensitive.
Twitter followers is
she should have learned the lesson from our boy Buck.
Play on words doesn't work. Doesn't work.
No, shouldn't they don't happen. Like that.
You know, people aren't going to agree with everything you think and everything you say. I want someone to come up and say,
listen, we don't want your help. That's what I want to say. You know, we don't want your help.
You know who needs some help?
You're actually making it worse.
You know who needs some help?
Who's that?
You could help him. Chuck could help him. Chuck could make a prank call to Mike Francesa on the fan.
Ooh.
Mike Francesa is giving the baseball lineups Mets.
Oh, yes.
Is it the Mets or the Yankees? It was the Yankees?
It was the Yankees.
He was having a little bit of problem because apparently his producer was trying to stick it to him.
Oh, when that happens. Third batting cleanup, Torres behind him at shortstop. LeMayo, Voit, Sanchez, Andujar, Torres, Gaudy, Maben, Romine, Talkman, and Hap tonight. Mons gave me a lineup that was a couple of days ago, not today's lineup, and gave it to me as today's lineup. But here is today's lineup, folks. Don't ask me why. I have no idea. I'll ask him later.
He's pissed.
Here is today's lineup. That lineup, if you took it down, get rid of it. Here is today's
Hold on. Who the hell is waiting for this clown to send out the lineup so he can ride it down?
I wrote it down. I'm driving in my car. Bronx Expressway. And I'm writing it out.
Lineup is I'm going to give the lineup. Everybody get your books out in case you're keeping score at home.
Unbelievable.
Really?
Isn't that like a 1960s thing to do?
I know.
Yes. No, 1950s, Glenn, maybe. You know.
Yes, old school.
People do keeping score at the game?
Yeah.
There's not today's lineup, but here is today's lineup, folks. Don't ask me why. I have no idea. I'll ask him later. Here is today's lineup. That lineup, if you took it down, get rid of it. Here is today's lineup.
I got to start over again?
Take it down.
I got to start over?
At first base.
Oh, God. Stop it. I can't take it.
So last night's lineup. Yeah.
Who's batting ninth?
This is the official lineup. I don't know where that lineup was from.
Yeah, I can't take it anymore.
Picture of the lineup tells me it's today's lineup. Sends it.
This is this guy.
So, Ryan.
Well, here's
Ryan,
the thing.
If you were producing
the show.
He could
have got screwed on this one occasion. We don't think all the time, but he could have.
I
mean, you come in and say, if Tyler hands you a tweet that says, like, this is the Red Sox lineup, you read it.
Yeah.
The wrong lineup.
Then we scream at Ryan.
Sure, that's what he did.
And you would do it on the air. You wouldn't go, I'm going to ask him about that later. It's like, no, ask me now. We're doing a show.
Was from whenever. Who knows? I have no idea where he even got it from. This lineup is the official one. It's completely different. LeMayu.
Who?
First base.
DJ LeMayu.
This is the best. He's still
Gaudy
pissed.
In center, batting third.
Gaudy.
Gaudy.
Frazier.
DH. Torres.
Batting fourth.
Whoa, he's batting fourth.
Torres. Short, batting fifth.
Okay.
Andujar at third.
Ooh.
Ursula did get.
Oh, my God. I can't. No. I'm going to put a ban on
left.
Talkman, Maben, right.
In right.
Estrada.
Estrada at second. So you got it. A very different
give
lineup
it to
tonight.
One
no Voight.
Unbelievable.
Ursula must be hurt. He's going to be hurt.
Who? Jocko Stanton.
He's going to be hurt.
Does
Judge.
The lineup.
Something's not adding up here.
Do me a favor.
I couldn't do a scorecard if you paid me. You should give me a scorecard.
There's lineups every day, you know.
LeMayu.
I'm going to see if I can keep score at a baseball game.
Out in Los Angeles, we told you about earlier, the Laker fans have had it. Enough
not
gonna is
take
enough.
It anymore.
They're not taking it anymore.
Petition.
So today they had a full-fledged protest.
Nice.
That's right. Plackets, the whole works.
Are
they
demanding a LeBron trade?
They're
demanding something.
Something. Absolutely. Get rid of them outside the Staples Center.
My uncle had Magic. My older brother had Kobe. I have LeBron. He's brought me nothing. A change needs to happen right now. Get bus out of here. They're too incompetent for this city, and we don't want it anymore.
See, I'm
we
telling
had
you.
Had it.
How many people do you think showed up at this freaking thing? 10 people.
I like it.
10 people.
My uncle had Magic.
He's
a very gifted man.
Uncle had Magic. And he's
my uncle had Magic. My older brother had Kobe. I have LeBron.
You got Lonzo.
Well, hold on
you
a second.
You got Lonzo.
Yeah,
Lonzo.
Again, you got Lonzo.
You got the old man with him.
Ingram.
So if your brother had Kobe, what's the age difference there? What is it, like a 20-year age gap?
My older brother had Kobe.
His brother was, you know.
He has LeBron.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's claiming. Listen, this is a disaster out there. It's only going to get worse.
My grandfather had Wilt.
It might be by next season, late in the season. LeBron may want to get out of there because if they don't make the playoffs next year and they can't get help in this offseason, they won't make the playoffs next year. He's going to take a lot of heat. It's all going to be on him. Right?
Yeah, well, I've heard
he's not
going to
take that lightly.
He's already got it.
I heard from my LA friends.
What do you got?
Connected. Come on, I'm a basketball guy.
What do you got?
Get it to me. He says, this is the guy that, let me see. He says, I think the only way something like LeBron leaving is if he has some sort of revelation about his priorities. Remember that huge reason he came to LA was for family, to have his kids go to high school out there. He seems to want to be around that, even if that means some organizational dysfunction. So he's okay with the chaos as long as he can stay. So which means he's not going to win.
Yeah, but don't you remember the comments? He's already laid it out. If I don't win another championship, I'm fine. I've accomplished everything.
Yeah, that is true. He did say
he
that.
He was just setting that up.
Yeah, I think he knew.
There are 12 people at the protest. I'm looking
there's 12.
At it right
they all want to run out.
Let me see.
My uncle had Magic.
Hey, by the way,
it's a Friday afternoon in L.A.
Christian,
no one can get to the Staples
Christian,
Center.
There's a big story in Raleigh today. Apparently, you didn't know about it.
Uh-oh.
David Glenn's probably picked up on it. You ready for this?
What happened?
A plane taking off out of Raleigh today, Raleigh, North Carolina. Flying to New York, a woman apparently having some personal issues. She tried to open the door.
You can't open the emergency exit while the plane is flying.
She tried. She tried.
I've tried myself.
She tried. You did?
I had a really bad game in Denver.
Oh, there you go.
I had a really bad game in Denver.
I'm jumping.
I'm jumping out of this plane.
Lou, enjoy your day off on Sunday. The rest of us will be with moms.
Yep, all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day.
Monday, we'll be back 2 p.m. So we'll have a great weekend, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. We're out of here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.